Yeah, hello, I'm Greg Jolivet, the hurdy-gurdy player from Blozabella, and I am in Linz, and we will play a concert this night in a very big classical music venue for the bourgeoisie.
I'm Barnaby Stradlin, the bass player with Blozabella, and here we are in Linz, in Austria, where I've never been before. The hills are alive and all that. I'm looking forward to my Schnitzelgruben later.
I'm Jo Freyer, I'm from Blozabella, and we're currently on tour. We've been doing Belgium, Germany and Austria. And what's been fascinating during the trip is kind of meeting old faces and new. And in relation to the old faces, it's the people who've popped out of the woodwork, some of whom haven't been able to see us since we first went, for instance, behind the wall in the old East Germany. And they're so excited that a lot of them travelled a great distance to come. They saw us in East Berlin or they saw us in Leipzig, and they've been coming up to talk to us to say, oh, I haven't seen you for all these years, and how wonderful it is to see you, how fresh it's sounding, which is nice to know.
This is Paul James from Blozabella. We've got a support band today called Bordinicum, who are from Austria. I'm just walking on the stage to listen to them. And I'm with the person who's booked us, who's Edith Winkler. There seems to be more interest, is it like a renaissance of interest in traditional instruments?
Yes, in Austria it's to a renaissance, yes. Yeah. And the renaissance, I think, started in England, in Western Europe, and came to Eastern Europe.
So are there many Austrian groups now for you to choose from when you're making your program?
No, not so much, no. There are only a few groups. Yeah. And we are also influenced from Eastern groups, from Poland and from Slovakia, Czechia.
Yeah, you're in a good position here geographically, aren't you? Because you can have groups from Hungary and from old East Europe as well as from Western Europe.
Yes.
Like a crossroads.
Yes, yes. And in history, we were influenced from more from the East, I think, than from England.
Well, we drove along the Danube today, which is like a autobahn of the Middle Ages.
And it goes to the Black Sea, and there are initiatives to connect the ethnics from these countries. On the Danube.
On the Danube, So it's always been a high road.
And of cultures. Yes, okay. Indeed.
Thank you, Edith.
Yes, thank you.
Of March, and we're in Vienna. Been out today looking at the museums. We've been in St. Stephen's Cathedral. We've walked all the way through the city, and we've come up to the Borgasse, where we've just managed to find the most fantastic pub, which has not been touched since the 1960s. It's called the Gaststätte Adlerhof. It's beautiful inside. Old wallpaper, smoke-stained ceiling, old bloke behind the bar, fantastic beer, lots of entertaining locals, and they do film nights here. So anyway, I'll take some pictures and put them on Facebook.
Oh, look, this is fantastic. Loads of people have come in, all wearing headphones. I think it's like a sort of street theatre performance.
What he's doing is he's got a mix on the go and a mix, and he's singing live, and everybody's wearing headphones and walking around town. Hi, this is Paul James from Blazabella. I'm at the corner of Halbgasse and Burggasse in Vienna. So we're meeting up with some musicians we know at the Schilling restaurant, which is just a fantastic little family restaurant. It's very nice to see Wolfgang Breitzelbaumer, who is a hurdy-gurdy maker from Vienna. Are most of the people you're making instruments for, are they from Austria?
In Austria, I have 1% of the customers, nearly nothing. It's all around the world, from Spain is a lot, Sweden, also Canada, Japan, all around the world.
But how did you start? Did you decide, I am going to make the hurdy-gurdy? Or did you make other instruments before?
Yeah, it was in an age with, it was a 12-year-old boy, and I thought I will learn how to make instruments, and I started with the first electric bass. I did it in my room, just for fun. And then it was not possible to learn it in Austria, so I went to school for architects and furniture, and then I had, since a young boy, I heard a sound, a special sound, and it was my aim to make this sound. So it's a long, long way. I grew up with wood and music, so for me it was natural to work with this. And all the people around me told me I'm totally crazy, it's not possible, and so on, the normal thing. And I said, ah, I tried. So now I make since 25 years hurdy-gurdies. The beginning was very hard. It's, you cannot earn money and so, but it was not a problem for me to live without money. Just a little, it was enough for me. If you have an idea, if you learn how to construct things, it's possible to make. The hard thing is the philosophy in this instrument. It's easy to make the shape, it's easy to make the design, it's easy to make the function. But to combine everything and to have the philosophy inside, this is the hard thing for me. And the interesting thing.
Sure. If you look at the violin, you maybe think that it reached its zenith, 18th century possibly. But I always feel the hurdy-gurdy is still evolving. How much do you use traditional luthier instrument making techniques, and how much do you look to the future of technology?
I think it's necessary to have a look on both, on the new one and the old one, and then to combine it, a timeless thing. It's not important if it is old or if it is new. The question is if it is in the right moment for the musicians, if it works good.
So we are finished to eat at the restaurant, and thanks to Simon Vacher, great player from Austria, to invite us. And so we will invite him tomorrow for the greatest night and play some fantastic tunes together. So see you tomorrow. Bye bye.